you start out of the house in the morning and your wife thinks it's a little cold and you should wear a sweater and she hands it to you, what will she tell you to do with it?
Hey, you better put this on.
Now, to get back to this apple that we were talking about, you have him when the, let's say, a fella has two apples, and you want one of them, what was it you said to him?
Divide with me, give me one of your apples.
Uh-huh. And let's say he takes out his knife and he cuts off a little bitty piece and gives it to you.
Oh, I'd say give me half of it.
Well, let's say he's got two apples, and you think one of them should be yours.
Yeah, give me one of them, give me a whole one.
Uh-huh. If someone plans to do something, and then he does it, someone says, did he do that accidentally? You say, no, he didn't do that accidentally.
No, he done that on purpose.
Uh-huh. And then somebody thinks he has a good idea and he tells you what a good idea it is, you might say, oh, I don't think that's...
Sit your hot eyes.
This is usually the way it is with my ideas.
Yeah.
When you take a block and tackle and lift something, what do you say you do to it? You say you lift it or you...
Well, we can use the term lift it or raise it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might use?
Hoist it.
Uh-huh. Any special term for leaving very fast, if someone leaves very quickly?
Rushed off.
Anything else? To leave in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
A person who works for wages, you say, has done what? Is there any term that applies to a man who is working for wages?
Well, a wage earner, day laborer.
Mm-hmm. How about a man on a ranch?
Well, a man on a ranch, he's ordinarily a foreman or a manager.
How about the rest of the men?
They're laborers.
Is that what they'd call them?
Uh-huh.
Laborers, or?
Yeah. Hands, hard hands.
Uh-huh. And let's see, if we're talking about men now, how many would this be?
One.
One what?
Man.
Uh-huh. How many would this be?
Five would be men.
How high would you say the ceilings are in this room?
9 feet.
Was that pretty standard?
Well, it was at the time this house was built, but it's a little bit high now. We don't go that high. Eight's pretty good standard now.
Uh-huh. How many in a dozen?
12.
So add one.
13.
Add one more.
14.
Take a dozen and subtract one.
11.
10 and 10?
20.
Add 7.
27.
Add 3?
30.
Add 10?
40.
Add 4?
44.
50 and 20?
70.
Add 30?
100.
Add 900?
We may have 1,000.